kind of like this morning, but it has a great meaning. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 9. I've entitled the message, Finish It. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 9. Finish it. Very simple verse right here, but I believe that there's a lot that we can learn out of it. 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 9. When we think about the different things in our life that maybe we haven't never finished. I mean, there's maybe a number of different things that we started, we never got around to finishing or completing. Maybe a number of different things, all kinds of things in our life. Whether it's just household chores that we was talking about, or whether it's some other things that maybe it's in our spiritual life, or some goals that we set that we never really fully accomplished. We kind of went halfway through and maybe stopped or whatever it is. But in 1 Kings chapter 6, I want us to take a look at a man by the name of King Solomon, who had the charge of building the temple of the Lord, building the house of God. And he had this desire in his heart, and God helped him, and God blessed him, and gave him everything that he needed to get the job done. And in 1 Kings chapter 6 and verse 9, we're going to see simply the Bible says there, so he built the house and finished it. And that verse is so small that that's something that you can simply remember. It doesn't take much. The Bible says he built the house and he finished it. But just that one little phrase right there, that he built the house and that he finished it, is something that I think can help us tonight as we think about how important it is just to finish the things that we have in front of us. To finish, whether it's, like I said, whether it's something at home or whether it's something in your spiritual life or a goal that you have set in your life and just never really got around to completing. The Bible shows us there in verse 9 that he built the house and he finished it. But also, of course, we understand that here we're talking about how he was building the house of God, the temple of God, and how he was completing and finishing the house of God. Now, there was a lot that was involved in doing everything that was required to build the house of God, the great temple that they had, or Solomon's temple. I mean, you had all the trees that had to be cut. You had all the rocks that had to be hewn. I mean, you had all these different things. And the Bible talks about all those things in 1 Kings chapter 5. And you see thousands and thousands of workers out there that are working to hew out the rock, and folks that are cutting down the trees, and the masons, and all the folks that are doing all the carvings. I mean, so many people that were involved in building Solomon's temple, building the house of God. And we see there in verse 9 that the Bible says that he built the house and he finished it. I mean, it was a great work. I mean, this was a tremendous accomplishment that Solomon and the people of God had done when they built the house of the Lord and they completed it. And as I just read over and over and over this one verse right here, it just resonated with my spirit, because it just showed me how important it is that I think that God believes that whenever there's a task at hand that he gives to us to do, that it's important that we fulfill that commission, that we fulfill it to its completion. Now, whenever the Lord created all that there is, the Bible says, you know, when we go, for he done this on the first day, done this on the second day, done this on the third day. And as he done all these things, at the end of the day, he would say, and it was very good. And so he completed everything that there is. There was nothing that God just kind of left behind. There was nothing that God just half done. Everything that God did, he completed it. I had never been to Sequest, so went there on Saturday with the friends of ours that came up. And as we were there and we were looking at all the animals and looking at all the fish and all the different types of things that were in there, you know, I was just looking around. I was like, man, look at all these weird things that God's created. I mean, all these fish that were so colorful, but, you know, you just see some things in there and you're just thinking, man, God was creative whenever he made this stuff. You know, I mean, down to the snakes and the turtles and the big rodents that they have in there, and all the different birds and all that stuff that they had. It was just amazing. You just think about, man, the hand of our Creator made all that stuff. And it was just so amazing. But you know what? There's one thing that I didn't see in there, and that was half a fish. I didn't see half a rodent. I didn't see half a bird. You know why? Because when God creates everything, he completes it. When God makes everything, He completes it. I didn't see nothing in there that was a work that was half done. Everything that was in there is something that God created and God made and God built it and God completed it all. Whether it was everything that He did in a day, or whether it's He created us in the womb, or created the fish and the birds and the animals and all those different things, God created everything. To a completion, and as I was thinking about all that, it was just resonating in my heart that, you know, how important it is that we fulfill whatever it is that God has laid in our heart to do for Him, that we do it to completion, and how important it is to complete things in our life, just to finish it, you know, because when you finish something, isn't there that sense of satisfaction? Man, I finished it. Man, I completed that. You ever been? Let me think about this. Saturday morning, how many of you on Saturday declare that maybe a cleanup day? Okay, not many. Y'all don't clean up. Some are, some do. And so on a Saturday, how many, you probably have to clean up all week, right? But maybe there's some folks. You go in, you see a task at hand, you see the laundry. You go in, you see the dishes. And what happens when you just leave it there? Well, it just gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse, and the laundry gets to overflowing. But you know, when you get in there, you see a job that needs to be done, and when you work at it and you work at it and you work at it, and you finally complete it, there's this sense of satisfaction. Man, I'm so glad that's over with. Man, I'm so glad that's done. I'm glad I completed that. Or whenever you're building a project or you're working on something, whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, and you're doing something, and when you finally bring it to completion and you sit back and you look at it, you say the same thing that God did when He looked at everything that He had made, and He said, and it was good, and He enjoyed everything that He made, and it was such a blessing. You sit back and you look at what you accomplished. You look at what you had done. And you say, wow, I'm so glad that I completed this. And you have this sense of satisfaction in your life that it's now done. And the Bible shows us there in verse 9, the Bible says that He built the house and He finished it. And so important that I believe that resonates in our hearts tonight, that whenever we start something, we do it to completion. I mean, you get down to verse 14. Notice the Bible says. The Bible says Solomon built the house and he finished it. And it was so important that he finished it that God even said it twice. Listen, he finished it. And Solomon, he had this great task ahead of him, and he had this great accomplishment, and he set out to do it, and it was going to take a whole lot. I mean, they had to rally everybody together. They had to put everybody in position, and God was there, and God blessed, and God moved, and God provided everything that they needed, and they got the job done. And the Bible goes on to say in verse 14 that Solomon built the house, and he finished it. He was a man that finished what it is that he started. I mean, just real quickly, jump over to chapter 17. I mean, jump over to the next chapter there in verse 7. And you look at verse 1. The Bible says Solomon was building his own house 13 years. Wow, it took him 13 years to build his house. It wouldn't take that long to build my house. But Solomon took 13 years to build his house. But you know what happened? The Bible says it took 13 years to build his house, and he what? He finished all his house. He finished it. He was a man that finished what he started. Whether it was God's house, his house, or whatever it was, he saw the importance of finishing the task at hand. He saw the importance of not just doing the half job. He saw the importance of not just letting it lay around and lie around. He saw the importance of, listen, this is the task. This is what we need to do. This is what has to get done. And we are going to finish this thing. We're going to see this thing through. God's with us. God's for us. God's going to help us. God's going to provide for us. And so the importance of just finishing it. There in verse 9, he built the house and he finished it. But as not only look at this house, this physical house that Solomon was building, we think also about our spiritual house that we're building tonight. How many of you are a work in progress tonight? Of course, we all are. All of us tonight, we're a work in progress. And so as we build this spiritual house, the Lord Jesus as the foundation of our life, the cornerstone of our life, what is it that we can do, that we can apply to our life to help as we build this house, our spiritual life? Not so much as a physical house, but how can we take what we can see that Solomon did and apply it to our lives in a spiritual way, how we can finish out what God has called us to be? I think one of the things that we see in verse 9 is we see the Bible says he built the house and he finished it. I think there in verse 9 we see a goal. What was the goal? To build the house and finish it. That was the goal. The goal was to build the house of God and to complete it, to finish it, not just to not to build it halfway, not just to put up a couple of walls and don't worry about the roof, but not just to maybe put this over here and put this over there, you know, and just do it half done, not worrying about putting all the rock in place and not worrying about doing the floor, but we will do this. No, the whole purpose, the goal was to build the house. And so what is the goal? What is the purpose of our spiritual life? It is to be more like Him, right? And so if the goal and our purpose to build our spiritual house, it is to be more like Him, to walk every day in His steps. That should be our goal, to be more like Him every day, to be more conformed in His image. When we think about building a house, building our spiritual house, we have to see the goal. We have to see what it is that's laid out in front of us, and that is that we want to make sure that we bring it to completion. And so there I think we see the goal. His goal was to build the house. Listen, if he didn't have a goal to build the house, how would he ever know if the house was done? I mean, if he didn't know what it was, if he didn't have a vision, then how would he ever know whenever it was finished? How would he ever know when it was completed? But here we see there was a goal, and the goal was to build the house and to finish the house, and God gave him everything that he needed, laid out the floor plan, laid everything out that he needed to do to get the job done, and that's what he did. So there was a goal in mind, our spiritual goal in mind tonight as we work on the spiritual house of God is to be more conformed into His image and to be more like Him. To be more like Him. Now, if that is our goal, to be more like Him, there's something that's going to come along with that. And the next thing is, we see that word, the Bible says, so He built the house. That word built there. Now, if you're going to build something, what does that mean? Well, you see creative things that work there, but you also see work and you see labor. Listen, you build something, that's work, that's labor, right? If you build something, that's work and that's labor. And when we're building this spiritual house and we're trying to be more conformed into His image, listen, that's work. That's labor. You know, it is work and labor as we crucify our flesh daily, as we do everything we can to stay away from the temptations that come along in our life, and we do everything we can to be more conformed in His image and do everything we can to stay focused and stay devoted and stay dedicated to what it is that God's called us to do. That takes work, and that takes labor, and that takes dedication. Listen, how in the world, how can you finish the house? How can you finish the house if you're not focused and dedicated in getting the job done? It's not going to happen. And so we see the goal in mind is to build the house, but it's also but with that, you're going to have to know there's going to take some labor. There's going to have to be some discipline involved in that. I tell you what, sometimes it can be tough trying to discipline this spiritual life. Sometimes it can be tough trying to discipline this flesh and our spiritual life, because there is such a great battle that we are fighting out here in this world today. I mean, everywhere we turn, there is something that is at odds with us. And everywhere we look, everything we see, everything that we hear, there is so much that is against God's people today, and it is a laborsome battle, and so it requires discipline on the lives of God's people to be more conformed in His image, because in the midst of all of that labor, in the midst of all of that battle, we have to make sure that we keep the goal in focus. Because if we lose sight of the goal as we're battling, if we lose focus of the whole thing, then what happens is we don't finish, and it just lays off to the side. And so it's so important tonight that we, like Solomon, who had the desire in his heart to finish and complete those things that God had called him to finish and complete. Whether it was God's house or whether it was his house, Solomon saw how important it was to bring things to completion. And so we see right here in our spiritual life, if our goal is to be more like him and be more conformed into his image, then we need to make sure that we keep it in the forefront of our minds, but understanding that it's going to take some discipline in our life. It's going to take some labor. It's going to take some dedication and devotion for us to get that done. It's going to take a lot of prayer. It's going to take God's people getting into the Word of God. It's going to take God's people serving God. It's going to take God's people willing to forsake the world, willing to forsake everything that's out there, and to follow Him, to die to themselves daily, to hold up the cross of Christ. It's going to take those things to be more conformed into His image. And listen, that takes labor. And that takes devotion. That takes dedication. And that takes sacrifice. It takes all these things. And when we're trying to build the house of God in our lives, it takes discipline. And getting into God's Word. Having fellowship with Him. What else do we see? The Bible says He built the house and He finished it. Not only do we see the goal, and not only do we see the labor and the discipline and the sacrifice and the devotion, but we also see the purpose. And what was the purpose? The purpose was to finish it. The purpose was to get it finished because this was something that God had laid out for them to do. And God had laid out for them to build this house and have everything set in place where He would leave the tabernacle, and He would come and dwell in essence there in Solomon's temple. And so the idea was to build the house of God there, and so that would be the dwelling place of the Ark of the Covenant, which symbolized the presence of God. And so that was the purpose, that was the goal, and with that in purpose, that would be that for them, that they would achieve victory over themselves because of the dedication and the labor and the discipline and all that it took to be involved in building the house of God. You say, well, what is the purpose of us in our life? To be more like Christ? Yes, but when we become more like Christ, what do we achieve? Well, we achieve victory in our lives. We become stronger in our faith. When things come our way, we're able to have the strength to overcome these obstacles and these challenges and all these different things. And so we have strength. Our faith is increased. We have all these things that we become more blessed by because we kept the goal in mind and we were disciplined and sacrificial in our lives as we worked to build up this spiritual house. But not only that, what we see, the Bible says, so He built the house and He finished it. Not only do we see the purpose there, but we also see that He had a desire. Now, if you don't have a desire to finish it, if there's not a love in your heart for it, then you're probably not gonna complete it. I mean, if there's not a desire, if there's not a love in your heart to see it to completion, then you're probably just gonna let it leave it off to the wayside. It's probably not gonna get done. But you know what? There's a lot of folks, and we're probably all guilty that have. Man, we had a desire in the very beginning, but somewhere along the way we kind of lost it and it just kind of fell off to the side. And I'm sure that's probably happened to a lot of us. But we see here that Solomon, his love for God and his desire to see the completion of God's work be fulfilled, it never laid off to the side. It was something that they worked on and they got it done. They worked on it, they labored on it, they sacrificed for it, and they were disciplined in their lives, and they walked with God and they fellowshiped with the Lord, and the Lord helped them. And they completed it. And so we see there in verse 9, the Bible says He built the house and He finished it. Why? Because there was a desire, there was a love in his heart for God. And because of this love that he had for God, there was this love that he had to finish what it is that God had called him to do, which was to build the house of God. And so there was a desire for it. There was a love that was there. You know, why do I want to be more like Christ? Why would you be so interested in being more conformed into His image? Why? Because you know Him and you love Him. Because you know who He is. You know what He stands for. You know what He's all about. And so because you know who the Lord is, because you know what He's done, not just for you now, but in the past, and what He's already done for you in the future as well, because you know what the Lord's all about, because you know that Christ is your Savior, you have this love for Him. And this love for Him is what keeps you going. This love for Him is what keeps you serving. This love for Him is what keeps you with the desire in your heart and your life to keep doing what you have to do to see the job get done. And so, he had a desire in his heart to see it get done. And when the Bible says, so he built the house and he finished it, the reason why he finished it is because he had a love for God. And his love for God kept him going. His love for God kept him building a house even when things got tough. His love for God kept him building a house even when there were different obstacles and challenges that were coming up his way. Now, I don't sit here and doubt for one second that the whole time that they were building the house there were not some challenges that came up. I'm sure they were. But none of those things kept him from finishing and getting and completing it because he saw the importance of getting the job done. He saw the importance of completing what it is that God had given him to complete. And we see that there in verse 9, God said he built the house and he finished it. There in verse 14, he built the house and he finished it. And Solomon saw how important it was. God, and you know what? He had the greatest example to follow because God finishes everything that he starts. And he had the greatest example. And so we see that he had a desire to build the house and he had a desire to finish it. And that desire came from his love for God, his love for the Lord. And what else do we see? The Bible says he built the house and he finished it. And so we see the importance. The importance of it. What was the importance? The importance was he had this desire to build the house of God because he loved the Lord and he saw how important that it was that they get it done. When he understood the whole purpose of building the house of God, he understood and because of that, it helped him to understand the importance of getting it done. Why? Because this is God we're talking about. I mean, we're talking about the creator of the universe. We're talking about we're doing this for God. We're not just doing it for man, but we're doing it for God. We're doing this for the one who has created all that there is. You know, and whenever you're doing something for the one that's created all that there is, you want to do it good. You want to do it right. You want to do it well. At least the best you can anyway. And so we see that Solomon, he saw the importance of the work. He saw the importance of getting the job done because God, it was God that gave him this task. It wasn't his father. It wasn't necessarily his brother or sister. Anybody. Man, this was something that God had laid in his lap for him to do, for him to build. And because he was doing it for God, it made that much more of a difference in his life. Because he can do it for God. Do it for God. He saw the importance of it. That I'm able to do something for God. Hey, I don't know about you, but I like doing something for God. I like doing something for God. You know, I've been in ministry a long time, just in different aspects of ministry. And I believe I've probably done just about everything there is to do aside from play the piano. But there may have been some other things I've probably done. I think I've done just about every aspect of ministry, and I tell you what, I've enjoyed every bit of it. I've been in the nursery with my wife. Praise the Lord. But I've done everything. I've done it all, I think I have. I've cleaned up. I've done all kinds of things throughout my ministry. And I do it because I enjoy it. I do it because I love it. You know, they often say, and I'm sure you've heard this before, that when you love what you do, you never go to work. When you love what you do, you never work the first day or something like that. Yeah, why? Because you love what you do. You don't consider it work because you love it. And I love serving God. It means a lot to me. And we see right here that he saw the importance of serving the Creator. The importance of serving God, the one who had given him all that he has, the one who has blessed him so abundantly, the one that gave him all this wisdom, the one who gave him peace on every side. He saw the importance of serving God. And because he saw the importance of who God was, he saw the importance of making sure that he got done the task that God had given him because he saw how important God was. And God wasn't just some other God. God wasn't just somebody that was just, you know, a statue over here that was built by some man's hands. He's the great I am, the great authority, the mighty God, the wonderful counselor, the first and the last. He was all these things. He had more importance than there was anything in the world. And because he saw that God was most important, everything else fell under him. But because God was so important and he saw the importance of his God, he wanted to make sure that he finished what it is that God had called him to do. And the Bible shows us there in verse 9 that he built the house and he finished it. And the reason why he finished it was because he saw the importance of his God. What else do we see? The Bible says, so he built the house and he finished it. I believe we also see opportunity there. You know, he had this opportunity, this great opportunity to do something for God.
But not only did he have it, but there were a lot of other folks that helped him to build, that helped him to build this temple. And there were so many people that were involved, thousands and thousands of people that were involved in building the house of God. And the opportunity that they had to serve the Lord is tremendous. You know, we don't have to serve the Lord today. It's an opportunity for us. We get to. We don't have to. We get to. I don't have to come to church. I get to come to church. I don't have to preach. I get to preach. I don't have to serve God, but I get to serve God. It is a pleasure to serve the Lord. It is a pleasure to serve the King. Why? Because I see His importance and because I love Him. And in the midst of it all, I want to make sure that I keep Him in the forefront, that I keep the goal of conforming myself evermore into His image with every passing day. Because I have the desire to serve, and it is laborsome in our spiritual lives. But we see the opportunity to serve God. The Bible says He built the house and He finished it. He finished it. He had an opportunity to do something great for God and He did it. He had a lot of help doing it and a lot of people were involved in doing it. But He had this great opportunity to serve God. I mean, we think about all the opportunities that people all across the world today they have to serve God. I mean, with all the different talents and all the different abilities and all the things that everybody has, all the things that they can do, such tremendous opportunities to serve God. Had a young lady come up to us today and said, you know what, enjoy the church and just want to know, what is it that I can do? I tell you what, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. What is it that I can do? An opportunity to serve God. This young lady saw an opportunity to serve the Lord. And she wanted to make sure that she took full advantage of that. The Bible says He built the house and He finished it. What was this young lady? What is her desire to do? Her desire is to be more conformed in His image. Her desire is to complete the work that God has that God is doing in her life so she can continue to serve Him in whatever way that she is able. Because she sees the importance of God. She sees the importance of serving God. And the Bible says there in verse 9, He built the house and He finished it. Solomon, verse 14, He built the house and He finished it. As we get ready to leave tonight, I just want us to understand as we think about that simple verse. To build and to finish. To build and to finish. To build and to finish our spiritual lives. It takes work, it takes dedication, it takes discipline, it takes sacrifice. It takes all these things as we work in our spiritual lives to do everything we can to be what it is that God's called us to be. And as I said before, I've got all kinds of orange cones and all kinds of things. I'm a work in progress, you know. You ever seen the sign where it says men working? Well, there's signs around me that says Holy Spirit's working. That's what I got all around me. Holy Spirit's working here. Because I'm a work in progress, and I know that. But you know what? I also know the importance of serving God, the opportunities that every single one of us have tonight to do it. And I see in the midst of it all, the great importance of making sure that in our spiritual lives or in anything else that we do, that we do everything we can to bring it to completion. Because I tell you what, when you sit back and you look at what you've done, when you finally get done, whatever it is, whether you built a house or whatever it is that you did, you say, man, look at that. I finally got done. Such a sense of satisfaction, a sense of completion in your life. And you know what that does? That helps you. It helps you to grow. It helps you spiritually. It helps you to see that you can do things. It helps you to see that you can accomplish things. It's so important to finish. So important to finish. Because when we get a habit of not finishing, what happens is we think it's not important. When we get into a habit of not finishing, then what happens is along the way, we'll start something, we won't finish it. We'll start something, we won't finish it. And we'll get into a habit of starting things and not finish it because we'll say, well, it was not that important anyway. No, it is important. It is important. It's important for your life. It's important to understand that when God created things, He created it and He finished it. And in our spiritual lives and in our lives, it's important for us too. To make sure that we finish that which God has, that God is doing in our life. Let's pray tonight. Father, we thank You so much, Lord, for Your blessings tonight. God, You